Rodney lasted 4 days, and actually, he thought he was doing pretty well. He and Radek worked on the hyperdrive. He saw Shepard in the mess. They went on a mission to a backwater planet where all the trees were stunted, and strange, large-eyed, monkey-like creatures spat at them. Ronan stunned one with his gun, but Shepard wouldn't let him take it back to Atlantis. Rodney wasn't sure whether he wanted it for food or a pet, and seriously didn't want to find out. No one was really talking all that much when they got home. Shepard looked good. No more gray complexion, no more signs of exhaustion, and if he still looked flushed occasionally, it was probably too much sun on the backwater planets. Rodney deliberately chose to sit next to Radek in the mess, and Shepard sat with Ronan and Tayla. It was good. They were good. Everything was fine. "Rodney," Radek said, "you look like an animated corpse. Have you been to the infirmary?" "What? No, I'm fine. For your information, I did not pick up some sort of alien space bug on the planet of the mini-apes." "Are you certain? It wouldn't hurt to have a quick checkup." "Oh, for God's sake, there is nothing wrong with me." Nothing that a quick, or slow, or really anywhere in between, fuck with Shepard wouldn't fix. "Now you have me worried," Radek said. "It's not like you to turn down the chance to indulge in your hypochondria. Are you sure you haven't caught what Colonel Shepard had?" "Oh, please," Rodney rolled his eyes and dug into his dinner. But he kept thinking about it, even after dinner was long over and he was checking on a few things in the lab. Because what if Radek was right and the addiction was contagious? Well, okay, not literally contagious, but transferable? The mechanism was obvious enough. Hot sex, anyone? And the fact that he'd gone into this situation thinking he was immune had probably only made him more vulnerable. According to the alarm he'd set, it had been 14 days since anyone had been in the corridor in the Northeast Pier. So maybe 14 days was what it took. And if that were true, all he had to do was go 14 days without touching Shepard, and he'd be free of his craving, too. Crap. Rodney propped his cheeks on his fists, blindly staring at his computer screen. He didn't want to go 14 days without touching Shepard. He didn't want to go 1 day without touching Shepard. He wanted to be touching Shepard right now. Out of nothing but pure, idle curiosity, he linked to the city's life signs monitor on his laptop. The evening was settling down. People were heading for their quarters one by one. In Shepard's quarters, there was one life sign. One quiet, unmoving life sign. He didn't actually make the decision, but the next moment Rodney was out of his chair, heading for the transporter. And then he was outside Shepard's door, passing his hand over the crystals to sound the door chime. Nothing happened. Rodney stood there, waiting, but Shepard didn't answer. Surely it was too early for him to be asleep. Rodney sounded the door chime again and heard a muffled curse from inside. Long moments later, the door slid open. Shepard's face was definitely flushed this time. His hair was sticking out at the sides as well as on top, and, oh God, his t-shirt was on inside out. Rodney couldn't help himself. His eyes drifted down to Shepard's crotch, to the painfully obvious tent in Shepard's pants, to the bare feet down below. Rodney gulped and tore his eyes away. Shepard had been jerking off. And, okay, maybe that shouldn't be any of his business, but Shepard had made it his business, and he wanted... "Can I come in?" he asked, and was amazed that the words actually came out relatively intelligible. "No," Shepard said, short and unequivocal. Rodney glanced around. The corridor was deserted. "Look, I could help you with that," he said, with a quick jerk of his chin downwards. "I'll make it worth your while." "No," Shepard said, a little less smoothly. "Rodney, don't do this." "Oh, what, it's okay for you to show up at my door, but not if I come to you? How is that fair?" Okay, okay, that probably wasn't the right word. It wasn't like fairness ever had anything to do with this thing between them. "I could maybe try giving you a blowjob." The words tumbled out all on their own. "I mean, I'm sure I wouldn't be much better at it than you were the first time, but I might be able to figure out that suction thing, and trust me, it is worth experiencing at least once." Shepard closed his eyes. His jaw clenched and his arms were crossed tight over his chest, his fingers shoved into his armpits. "Rodney," he said in that tight, rough voice he got when things were really bad on a mission, "I can't, and I don't know what the hell you think you're doing, but whatever it is, stop." Oh, God. Shepard was right. He had absolutely no idea what he was doing. He wasn't acting rationally at all, and the thought was like a cold bucket of water poured directly over his brain. "Okay, right, that really wasn't why I stopped by," Rodney lied. He scrambled for a cover story. Anything to get him out of this mess. "Actually, I wanted to ask if you could run some more tests on the puddle jumper again. Of course, I've already tried it myself. It's highly unlikely I'm missing anything, but in the interest of thoroughness, I'd really like you to give it a run through." Shepard's eyes narrowed, like it could see right through that. "Right now?" No, tomorrow's fine, Rodney babbled. I just wanted to, you know, give you a little warning, since I did kind of spring it on you last time. Shepard looked down and away for a moment, and Rodney couldn't help himself. He stole a glance at Shepard's pants again. The tent looked just as impressive as before. Okay, whatever, tomorrow, Shepard said. Now, do you mind? Rodney took a deep breath. He was safe. Shepard had believed him, or close enough. They didn't ever have to talk about this again. You know, I'd let you fuck me. Oh, God, he hadn't just said that. I mean, if you wanted to, I wouldn't mind. In fact, I think I might like it. He hadn't even been thinking that. Well, not really. Not often. Christ, Rodney. Shepard put one hand out to grab the doorframe like he needed it for support. You don't get it, do you? Look, I've just traded one addiction for another, and you know what? This one is actually harder to fight. I've got this... He made a short, choppy gesture with his hand. This fucking ache in my gut, and the funny thing is, sex was never that big a deal for me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I always liked it, but I didn't need it like this. It was never a craving before. But you're only making it worse by coming here, and if you want me to fight it, you're going to have to go away. Right now, Rodney. Rodney stared at him, unable to find one word, not one single word to say to that. Shepard was torturing himself? Denying himself? When it didn't even have to be that way? When Rodney wanted it too? When they could be addicted together, damn it, and what was his problem anyway? It didn't take a genius to see that they could be a hell of a lot happier fucking than they were like this. But damn it, Shepard thought Rodney was part of the problem. Part of the problem. After he'd worked so hard at being the solution. Rodney almost said that. Almost blurted out the whole miserable proposition, and then he remembered. Shepard was straight. And the whole reason he'd asked Rodney rather than some random, but no doubt more appealing, woman, was that, oh yeah, he didn't want it to be a relationship. He didn't want to be encumbered. And even if Rodney wasn't asking for that, well, okay, he kind of was. He could see that. He was asking Shepard to give him something back, to make whatever was between them a two-way street, and apparently that was enough to freak Shepard out. Oh, wow, okay, sorry, Rodney said, and stumbled back a few feet from Shepard's door. It won't happen again. Just go do your thing. He waved his hand vaguely in the direction of Shepard's tented pants, and I'll go do mine. You do that, Shepard said, but his voice kind of cracked on the last word. Rodney forced himself to look away, forced himself to walk all the way to the transporter without looking back. This wasn't what he wanted. He didn't even care if Shepard was addicted to sex rather than anything to do with him, but it was what Shepard wanted. And, God, he was pretty far gone if that was what mattered most, but it did. Rodney pressed the location for the hall near his quarters and turned around. He was out of sight of Shepard's doorway. So, okay, maybe he did care. Maybe he did want Shepard to want him, for himself, not just a means to an end. But he wasn't asking for that. Mostly, he really just wanted to be having sex with Shepard right now. Fucking him. Or being fucked. And why was that even remotely appealing? It wasn't exactly something he'd wanted before. Except Shepard seemed to like it. Shepard really seemed to like it, and he wanted to know what it felt like, what the appeal was, and if it would work for him, too. Inside and out. God. It was only a few more steps back to his quarters, home sweet home. Rodney set the door to lock and sat down on his bed. Shepard was probably jerking off again right now, taking it slow, because that's what he liked. Rodney wondered if he did it on the bed, lying down or kneeling. And did he remember to get a towel or something, or did he just make a mess and then have to change his own sheets? Rodney swallowed hard. His pants were tented now, as bad as Shepard's. He took them off, slowly, shucking his shoes and socks along the way, and then pulled his shirt over his head. Shepard would be on his back, he decided, propped up on his pillow. Rodney arranged his own pillow, leaned back, and took his cock in his hand. It wasn't the first time he'd beat off thinking about Shepard. It wasn't a big deal. Except that somehow knowing Shepard was doing the exact same thing made it strangely... intimate. Even if they were doing it like this because Shepard didn't want to have actual sex with him. Shepard might be thumbing his head like this right now. He might be giving a long pull. He might be... God, he probably was. He probably had his fingers up his ass. Right now. Rodney reached for the nightstand drawer and squeezed some lube onto his left index finger. He leaned back again, pulled his balls up a little with his right hand, and slid his finger down into his crease. Okay, wow, that was cold and slippery and really not all that pleasant. He wondered if Shepard liked that part, or if it was just something he put up with to get to the good part. Right, the good part. Rodney circled his finger experimentally, and it felt strange. Really, not what he was expecting. But Shepard had come from less than this the first time, so maybe there was something he was missing. Rodney circled again, then pushed, and that felt even stranger. He could feel his fingers in there, and it was bigger than he expected. Only he kept getting distracted by the fact that it was his finger, and he could feel himself. It was just as tight and smooth as Shepard was inside, so maybe this would work better if it was Shepard doing it to him. Rodney grabbed his cock, which had wilted down to half-mast already, and gave it a pull. If it were Shepard's finger in him. Okay, that worked. Yeah, that was better. Because Shepard would be pushing in a little more, slowly and carefully, and Shepard would be watching him to see if he liked it. Shepard might lean forward and suck on him while he did it, and his hair would be all fluffy and tweaky in Rodney's lap, and Rodney would reach down to pet it. Shepard would look up at him and do something with his finger and, oh God, Rodney curled up off his pillow, driving his finger deeper, twisting it, and there, God, right there, was what Shepard meant by inside and out. That was what he liked, and yes, yes, okay, Rodney got that. Rodney really got that. He wiggled his finger around until he found the right spot again, and when he did, it was like when Shepard had licked his nipple. 2 points of pleasure instead of one, and it was a relief, seriously a relief, to understand, to know that there really was something to like there, and that it wasn't just Shepard had been warped by that damn ascension device. The hand on Rodney's cock started to move faster of its own accord. If Shepard were still jerking off in his own room, he had to be getting close. He had to be aching for it, needing it. And Shepard had to know what Rodney was doing. He was smart. He would have figured it out. And maybe he was even thinking about Rodney right now, since Rodney was thinking about him. Rodney found that magic spot inside him, and that magic spot on the outside, too, and then he was coming all over himself. It wasn't like having sex with Shepard, but it was what he had.